was engaged to her. Everything was looking good. And then he found out Mary was pregnant, out of wedlock. And that doesn't look good. For Mary's part, she had her perfect path to wedded bliss railroaded. What would Joseph think? What was she to do? What would others think? But the Christmas narrative gets much worse than that. If you read further on in Matthew 2, because an evil king kills every boy under two in Bethlehem. There's a whole lot of tragedy and trauma around that story. And it might seem funny to bring that up, but it recognizes the trauma and tragedy and pain, and brokenness and heartache that's there in the world. And it might seem funny to think that the whole problems of the world are addressed by the birth of this child, but that's the hope. Jesus is no ordinary child, of course. Joseph and Mary need their world fixed, and we all feel the weight of our world needing a fix from the brokenness of evil and despair that lies not too far away from us. And if we're really truthful with ourselves, we'll see that the problems of this world go deeper in people's lives. They even find expression within our own hearts, because no one's perfect, are they? Everyone's got some skeletons in the closet, something they're not proud of. Which is why it's good to know that this story of the infant Jesus being born in Bethlehem is a good story about God stepping in to deal with that precise problem. Now, the narrative tells us that this infant is to be named Jesus. That name literally means the Lord saves. Jesus means the Lord saves. Alongside that, we hear that he will be known as Emmanuel, which is God with us. God with us to save us. That's fantastic news. It's a pretty awesome combination of God stepping into history to rescue people. We have God with us in this world to save us, and that's a reason for hope beyond what we face. What that tells me about God is that he doesn't sit at a distance, and that's the great message of Christmas. Emmanuel just brings that to you every Christmas, that God isn't far off. He cares about you. He is a God who is with us. Someone recently wrote a blog about Santa chocolates getting unwrapped and revealing something else underneath. Can you bring that up, Dave? The Easter Bunny lay underneath Santa being wrapped up. It's a cheeky way to make chocolate cheaply. You know, you just rebadge it and fashion it up. But the thing about that, when you think of Jesus at Christmas, the thing about that that tells me is that you're never too far away about thinking about Jesus at Easter as well. Don't be fooled by the seemingly feeble infant that's born at Christmas. Remember the names that he's given at his birth. Remember the attention he receives at his birth. Consider that Easter lies right underneath the appearances that are here. You see, God has a plan to deal with all that is wrong in our existence. And your hope is found in this Savior, in Jesus. And that's hard to see when life's got you down. But the salvation that Jesus brings breaks all the cords of evil that bind God's people. Jesus said, if you know the truth of this, the truth will set you free. This is liberating truth. He has all the answers that your heart longs for. And there is a real basis for hope beyond whatever your fears are or whatever you might face in 2025. That's a really good message. In January, Ross is going to be taking you through the book of Habakkuk. There are famous verses in that book about how when everything's falling apart in life, when the wheels are falling off life, you can still rejoice in the Lord who brings salvation. I don't want you to miss those talks. Make sure you're here in January, because it's a message. I was saying this to Ross last week. It's a message for our season. And Jesus' death and his resurrection afterwards, Easter, is the proof positive that there is power in this message beyond death through anything that you might face. And so this is where I hope and pray that you get to with the hope of the Christmas message. I hope you see that those answers are real. They are there because of Jesus. Doesn't dismiss the pain you might face, the trial of whatever you might be going through, but it recognizes and acknowledges your particular pain and suffering and goes beyond and through that to the hope that comes through Jesus. Whatever it is you face, Christmas reminds us that there is a real avenue for hope. So I think that it's actually rather wonderful that we fill this season with joy. I think it's great that we have festive celebrations and attach all of that to Christmas. I think that's right and appropriate that we build joy around this wonderful time of year. I think it's great that we train our kids in what it means to give and to receive presents so they understand the magnificence of the best presence that is Jesus. I say, enjoy your prawns, Asabo. I say, take joy in the presents you give and receive. Enjoy everything that this day brings, but to make it complete, in the center of all of that joyful celebration, focus it and hang it all on the center of the reason for the season, which is Jesus. Take heart in the provision of a magnificent Savior who cared so much for you that he came to earth on a mission of mercy and grace and hope for you. Let me pray for you now. Pray for us now, I should say. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that this message of joy doesn't discount hurt and pain. Thank you that it's not just something that rides over the top of something, doesn't truly deal with the problems we face, but actually takes them head on. Thank you that right underneath all of the things that we hear about Christmas is Easter coming, which rescues and saves us and brings us hope through the death and resurrection of Jesus, a powerful payment of sin on our behalf. Thank you that Christmas leads up to that, and thank you for the joy of this occasion. So I pray for your people today that they would celebrate with great joy, even if there is some bittersweet sense to what's happening, even if there is some pain, I pray that there would be hope beyond and through the present pain and suffering experienced. Please bless your people this Christmas with great hope and a joy that is able to withstand whatever comes. I pray this for their blessing and for your great glory. Amen.